You're listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast, bringing you the best of geek from week to week. Join your hosts, Dion and Quinny, and the occasional special guest as they talk movies, TV, gaming, toys, comics, and everything in between.
Dr. Henry Loomis, this is Zora Bennett, our mission specialist.
Sorry, what mission?
This would be a medical breakthrough that could save countless lives. It comes from the largest dinosaurs on the planet.
Oh my God.
Fortunately for us, all these species exist in one isolated place. Can you be ready tomorrow?
I can guarantee your safety. I mean, more or less.
More or less?
He's your guy?
We're the best at moving things and people in and out of places they shouldn't be.
Loop up towards Barbados, avoid government patrol, but there aren't that many anymore.
Why's that?
No one's dumb enough to go where we're going.
This island was the research facility for the original Jurassic Park.
We need DNA from the three biggest dinosaurs.
Do we have to get a sample from an egg?
I suppose we could try and get it from the parent, but they're a flying carnivore the size of an F-16.
Maybe we should make it quick.
These dinosaurs were too dangerous for the original park.
Please don't say they're raptors. They're raptors.
The worst of the worst. We're left here.
Come on!
Duncan!
Wait to see the transcription of this.
Hello and welcome to the Periodic Table of Awesome. Tonight we're talking Billy and the Muntosaurus. Yes, that's right, Jurassic World Rebirth. Let's go and say hello. Tell me your dinosaur name, Quinny.
Rusty Durkins.
Rusty Durkins.
Someone else, Asaurus.
You didn't think about this hard enough. Jill, do you have a dinosaur name?
I'm a Jillosaur.
A Jillosaur. There you go. Very simply done.
I thought I was trying to do the actual like thing.
No.
No. Right. Okay. Well, I'm
a Quinplodon.
Yeah. I like it.
That's what I'm going to call.
Quinplodon. I'm down for being a Quinplodon.
Or Quinplodon or something.
Quinplodocus.
Yeah.
I like being a Quinolicus.
Quinolicus Rex. Yeah.
But not locusts, because fuck locusts, because that was stupid.
No, fuck locusts.
I love that tonight we are talking about Jurassic World Rebirth.
Yeah.
Yet the chat is currently just concerned about the Superman shit that we watched last night.
We'll get to that
next week.
Yeah, next week. We will talk about Superman and the real dog next week.
Yeah, we're not. We're talking about the other summer blockbuster of the season by Universal Pictures. That's right. Jurassic is not finished yet. We're having another crack at it. The seventh fucking film in the franchise is out. And for your viewing, dino pleasure?
Speaking of a real dog, let's talk about this film.
Wow.
Yes, yeah. It does.
I'm going to have to put. Sorry, you go down.
No, you're right. Okay, go for it.
I was just going to say, I have to put my hands up to it. I haven't been able to watch this film. I have seen clips of it. I've been given a wonderful description from Dion as to what the film essentially was about.
A rapid fire blow by blow.
Yeah. I haven't been able to watch the film yet. So at a certain point in time, I may even have to skip out for spoilers, or I may not bother. I don't know.
Don't even bother. I won't even go there. It can't be that sort of thing.
Yeah. Right.
And I mean, fear not for anyone in the chat and who, Casper. Casper, hello, Casper. You're like, I haven't seen Dominion. Guess what? Don't worry. This is a brand new piece because it went, no, we've finished those stories now and we're going to start a whole new thing with a whole new team of lovable people that may or may not get eaten.
Yes, this new reboot trilogy thing, I don't know if it's going to be a trilogy, who knows, is entirely Chris Pratt-less.
Unfortunately, it seems to have done fairly good bank, so there's probably going to be a sequel.
Mm-hmm. How many Jurassic films until they just completely have run out of anything interesting to say about dinosaurs?
Six. Six. Right.
Gotcha.
Yep.
I understand.
I mean,
we have hit the bottom of the well.
What well? They seem to be redigging the well.
This is just a Jurassic next door. Well.
Yeah. Look. Okay.
I like the deal. I'm like, I don't know how to do this anymore.
It's difficult. I'm trying to think. Okay, what sort of accent does Quinny have to do the synopsis in? Because we've got to get the synopsis out of the way. What is fucking Jurassic World Rebirth all about? You know, is it Scarlett Johansson giving birth to a dinosaur? No, it's not. It's got nothing to do with that.
Okay, it's not that? Right.
No.
Because that would have been a very interesting and strange film.
Is it Ian Malcolm waking up to a velociraptor in his bed, a la Jurassic World 3? Or is it 2? I can't remember. Bit. Yeah, there was literally that bit where it's Malcolm.
3.
Yeah, I think it was 3.
It was him and the daughter that went back to the island in the third
one. That's right.
But that could have been, anyway. Anyway.
Just to go back, Dominion was the one that included most of, like, a bunch of the original Jurassic Park cast, wasn't it?
That was the crossover one.
Yeah. Right. That was the X-Men that is the future past.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. The old and the new coming together to fight dinosaurs again. Yeah, fight fucking Jurassic
Locusts. Not even dinosaurs. Dumbass locusts. I remember that part about Dominion being really shit.
But this one,
and it had the evil Tom Cook that was selling the dinosaurs or something, right?
Oh, look, there's always an evil scientist trying to profit from the dinosaurs. That's the whole point. And in this one, guess what? You're not alone. It's evil scientists trying to profit from the dinosaurs through corporations.
Oh, so you don't need me to do the synopsis anymore?
Hey, go right ahead, man. I don't even have any background music for you. I just have this. I can just do dinosaur screams in the background.
Hey, wow. Zora Bennett, she leads a team of skilled operatives to the most dangerous, place on Earth. That's meant to be an Ian Malcolm, and it's failing miserably.
I know. I was kind of like,
that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, no. I realized I was not in a Goldblum-y enough place.
No.
Couldn't do it.
Just move to me. Move to Christopher Walken for fun. Why not?
It was heading towards Christopher Walken.
Dinos.
Wow. He's a team. No, I'm apparently not in a place where I could do stupid voices right now.
No.
Something has broken in me thanks to COVID.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure 15 of my 27 elves that live inside me are dead.
No.
This is just becoming horrifying. Please continue the synopsis as quickly as possible.
Zora Bennett.
Yeah.
Zora, that is her name, leads a team of skilled operatives to the most dangerous place on Earth, an island research facility for the original Jurassic Park, one of 27,000 island research facilities for the original Jurassic Park, apparently.
Yeah.
Their mission is to secure genetic material from dinosaurs, not in the way you're thinking, whose DNA can provide life-saving benefits to mankind. As the top secret expedition becomes more and more risky, they soon make a sinister, shocking discovery that's been hidden from the world for decades.
Love that synopsis. I still have no idea what the sinister and shocking discovery that's been hidden from the world for decades is.
That was the Montesaurus, and it wasn't decades. It was 17 years.
Yeah.
Which is almost decades. Start of the movie.
But also, like, is that a shocking thing? No. It's like, okay, is that hidden? It's like, It's kind of like wow, would Jurassic World have progressed into that? Oh, you come to see the dinosaurs in the cages too. Come see the freak show. Freak show dinosaurs. Come see the freak show.
Yeah, it was definitely giving Phantom of the Opera dinosaur vibes. It was like, we can't show the whole thing just yet. We'll wait until the end.
Yeah.
It's just like, I'm hideous.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm the elephant man of dinosaurs.
Yeah.
Really is.
And also, I love that they just played into the tropes right at the start there of the hapless idiot scientist who can't do things right, who does the little critical mistake, even though they work in literally a research fucking place, and it's their mistake that unleashes absolute hell across that. And I'm like, wow, if that was the security problem, like that thing that that person did, they had way bigger problems. You know, at least they had an actual corporate self-sabotage moment in Jurassic Park, the first one, where it's like, I'm doing this for money. It's like, yeah, great, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah, where was B.D. Wong in this one?
Yeah, or Dennis Nedry.
Yeah, a surprising lack of B.D. Wong in all of this too. Yeah,
I'm pretty sure he died at the end of the last one, didn't he?
Probably.
Who knows? Like, are you seriously telling me that that character would not have cloned himself about 53 billion times?
Yeah, exactly.
Because he's the master of the cloning stuff and has been doing all of that. And I'm going to make like 50 of me.
I'm not entirely sure that may or may not have been an actual plot point from the animated series. like I'm the Jurassic nerd who has gone and watched all of Camp Cretaceous and all of fucking Chaos Theory, the two Jurassic animated series. So
yeah. I mean,
I'm very well aware of how stupid the fucking storylines are.
The movie is this movie establishes itself in the Jurassic world by becoming a direct continuation from the Jurassic World movie world. I know, right? Where the dinosaurs have escaped from their captivity, which we saw in Dominion, and they're kind of populating themselves out across and causing chaos to the humans. Like, humans have to deal with dinosaurs as a thing. But then I love that it did a smart thing in my brain, which was to pull it all back towards the equator, because they're basically like, dinosaurs are dying, and they're just becoming a real pain in the ass. Like, a dead dinosaur is quite annoying and everyone's bored with them because they're just a pain. They just cause traffic gridlock when they die, and they can only really exist around the equator, where it's a more oxygen rich and kind of prehistoric era, like area where it has more sustainable life expectancy. So dinosaurs dinosaurs basically exist around the equator, and you know, people kind of forgotten about them, except for the corporations, which want to make drugs from dinosaurs. Even though technically no one's allowed to go near the dinosaurs. It's like, great. It's like a no-go zone. Is there any patrols or anyone managing that? No. We just say don't go. And people will not go.
Like, if it's the entire ring of the equator, that's quite a lot of space to try and manage.
Yeah, but I mean, there's not lots of stuff there.
I don't know.
You know?
Like, I don't know how long the equator is, but I imagine there's quite an amount.
It goes right around the middle of the world.
Yeah.
Covers land and sea.
Well, anyway, there's lots of, you know, research islands and stuff, like extra research islands. I also love that. It's like, oh, we have thousands of these islands around the equator. Cool, there's more research places. I'm like, really?
Yeah. They gave themselves a problem, and they gave themselves a very easy way to solve it.
Yeah, it's like, but I looked at this island, and I'm like, man, that looks even more, like more technology and infrastructure went into that island than the park. So now I feel like, oh, that's why they got out of the park, because they just didn't give a shit. Whereas in this one, I was like, oh, this feels like it had more money. As Quinny said to me yesterday, spared no expense. But we didn't see that in Jurassic Park in the first one.
No. You know,
we didn't see the spared no expense. It felt like it was, but it wasn't. And now I look at this one, I was like, wow, they've done so much more. There's like helipads and geothermal energy and a whole bunch of things in there. But it's a bit of a cop-out.
That whole thing, that the first one, you know, we've made a park, and everybody understands theme park. Okay, cool. Second film, it's like, but there's a site B. And you're like, okay, fine. By the time you get to seven fucking films later, it's like, there's site 27 4B/3.
And the special research area.
Yeah. So where do we keep all the about things? This research area? I don't get it. Why should we care?
It's the lab where they were doing the genetic experiments. So they were trying to crossbreed dinosaurs with DNA to make more exciting and terrifying dinosaurs, a la the Dominus Rex that we saw in the first Jurassic World. Except I think there were a few failures.
Yes. It's where they kept all of the ones that went wrong.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, we cloned one. Oh, it's got an extra leg. Well, we can't get rid of it. It costs a lot of money. So we'll just see what we can get out of it at the end.
Right.
Yeah. So, like, it's kind of like, oh, you have your site B where you raise things that you kind of work because you did standard stuff. And then you have your, as Jill said, what was it, the Indominus Rex or whatever, which was there. But where did all of the bits that came up to that go? Oh, they were at this other site, which specialized in fucked dinosaurs.
Yeah, where did the unaborted fetuses go?
Okay, right. See, there is a concept there that I like, if only because one of my favorite bits out of Alien 4.
You mean is the bit Resurrection? Where there's
the multiple clones of Ripley that they got wrong.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, it's very much like that. Yeah.
Yeah. That kind of horror of like, yeah, we tried multiple times and shit got real messy.
But
yeah,
Quinny.
Father, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But exactly. Quinny, I'm sorry. In terms of movie making, that's not going to happen because we only have the models that we control C, control V. And if every model is distinct and individual that has different limbs or other things, we can't do that. That is too expensive. Plus, we have this really great Tyrannosaurus Rex one that we're just going to keep using. No matter what, we just reskin it. Another one.
Yep. Control C, Control V.
Yeah, I mean, Rex. I'm really into the Island of Dr. Moreau, Dinosaur Island too. Like, you know, everything is fucked. Like, if every dinosaur has had something that was wrong with it in this, I would have been like, this is an interesting thing. Like if everything, like a Tyrannosaurus Rex with really, really tiny legs and huge arms, that would be funny. I would love watching that.
I would have loved to have seen like the T-Rex that actually still had its feathers. And they're like, yeah, this is actually what came out when we genetically did it, but nobody wanted to see that and it looks stupid. So we just had to have that on site fucking 27B.
Wouldn't it be great?
That would have been a better deep cut than just putting a school bus that said Crichton High School on it in the opening scene. Like,
oh, yeah, I know. Right.
The taste levels in this film were non-existent.
Sure.
I did see a sequence where they were walking into a museum, and they were literally the banner of when dinosaurs ruled the earth. And I was like, fuck me, really?
Quinny, I will tell you now, that is not the first time they exactly ripped off the first film.
Oh dear.
Yeah. But considering it was written by the same guy who wrote the first film based on the Michael Crichton book, that's okay. But I do feel like,
is it okay to not do anything original that you have to completely lift sequences?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's just using ChatGPT to really, he's like, here's the story outline, fill it out.
Remember the fun kitchen sequence with the velociraptors? Do you want to see that again?
Yeah.
But cool, with a different.
Got it.
Yeah. Excellent. Sweet.
Yeah. Do you want to see the sequence where T-Rex chases a bunch of kids?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You got that done.
Sweet.
All right. Okay. Do you want to see another sequence where someone's trying to lead a dinosaur away from a group of people with a flare?
Yeah.
Because you got that too.
Oh, sweet.
I love Jurassic thing. Park.
Yeah.
The first film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I mean. Sorry, it's interesting because the ideas that are purported from some of the concepts that are presented to us in this film, like we're talking about, you know, are interesting, different distorted kind of things. Like, you know, you've got established lore. Like they added amphibian DNA to fill out the chains when they got there. And can you imagine seeing a Tyrannosaurus Rex or even, you know, some sort of velociraptor that has a tongue that can fire out and grab like a frog, like that kind of shit.
I still want the fucking thing that's in the book, the Lost World book, the sequel book, that is one of the creepiest bits of the novel, that they've never adapted to the screen properly.
Which was that? Tell me of that.
So there's a bit where they're running away, and it's much like the Lost World film. They're running away from dinosaurs, and suddenly they're being chased by raptors, and the raptors fuck off. And they're like, hang on, what the fuck makes raptors turn around and run away? And they're like, well, we've gone into something else's territory. We're in deep shit. We don't know what it is. And I think it was a Spinosaurus or something like that, that they'd patched some of the DNA of that with a what are the ones that you can see through?
Jellyfish.
The cuttlefish.
No, like the dinosaur, the little gecko, like a gecko, but what are the ones that change colors?
Chameleon?
Chameleon, yeah. So it was like this perfect chameleon dinosaur, and everything was scared shitless of it because they could never see it coming.
Well, they did that with the Indominus. They put the cuttlefish DNA in the Indominus, and it was camouflage.
Oh, I don't even remember it being that camouflaged. I always think of the Indominus as being kind of just white and dumb looking.
No, it could also
change its heat signature, and it was, like it had a whole bunch of weird shit, and it had Velociraptor DNA, and it had everything, and it was linked to the child that was made.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking stupid. Okay, so yeah, like it was cool idea
that,
you know, something that perfectly camouflages itself. Yeah. But also is still a normal looking dinosaur.
I mean, look, this film has it all. It has all of the greatest dinosaurs that you wanted to see, kind of. I don't know. They tell you in the film what the ones that they're going to go for, and then they do that. They go to the ones that they're going for. It has, you know, a great person to hate straight away. It's got a great team of mercenaries who all seem to have...
Scarlett Johansson was quite pleasant. I don't know what you're talking about.
Has a great team of mercenaries that all had distinct personalities and a backstory.
Yeah, our red shirt gang.
Yeah, yeah. I was there and I'm like, I'm down for this. This is great. This is going to be a fun adventure. We're going to go to the island and get the things. And I'm like, okay, they got, you know, slutty glasses guy. He was going to be the person you follow. And then they added a family for no fucking reason.
That you've never seen in the trailer. There's just a random family got added.
Yeah. It's just like, oh, and we need more people now. It's like, do we? We had the team. We had the team which we could grow to love, and then when they got eaten by a dinosaur, we would feel something. In this one, we just get to watch, you know, Ed Skrein get eaten within the first, like, completely wasted within the first time. It's like, oh, cool, he's the military.
That was.
Yeah, he's the military guy who's got the only gun that they seem to have, and then he gets eaten, and everyone's like, cool, so you didn't pack any other fucking guns?
Like, even though you're going to an island full of deadly dinosaurs.
And you pack one gun. That's a shit gun anyway. Like, I don't understand this.
The reason they're going there is for what? What's the MacGuffin?
Okay. So the pharmaceutical rep wants to get blood samples from dinosaurs that had the largest hearts because that's going to cure heart disease.
And they could make a fuck ton of money. At least they were open about that straight away. But then also...
But it doesn't work if you only get one sample from one large-hearted dinosaur. You have to collect three. You have to get the air one and the water one and the land one. And together with their powers combined, you will cure heart disease.
I'm Captain Dinosaur Planet.
Exactly. Yeah. And then if you use the fire from a flare, it all goes together. And also, you know, hey, let's just throw in Rupert Friend standing there going, and also, didn't your dad die of heart disease? Don't you want to do something about that? And it's like, what? Okay, it's fine. We're just going.
Well, now this is a cause that's closer to my heart. So yeah,
it's closer to my heart. But like, oh, holy shit. You already had us with money. Because she was like, that's real dumb. It's like, well, here's a bunch of money. And she's like, okay, she's like,
done.
I can do money. I love money. We'll do money. Like, that was fine. And then, I was on board for that anyway, you know. I also love how, what's his name? Jonathan Bailey's Henry Loomis, that paleontologist, was like, I'm really conflicted about going to this island that I've been, like, consulting to this pharmaceutical company about how they can make drug. And actually, like... they like he was the one who came up with that. No, you have to get it from the heart of a living animal while it's alive, and they have to be the biggest. I came up with this idea. It's like, okay, we're going to the island to do your idea. He's like, oh, I don't know if I can go.
Yeah, it's like dedicated my life to dinosaurs, and I might have the opportunity to see them in real life, but I don't think I could do it.
But I'm slightly morally conflicted by it. It's like, were you though? Were you really? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. And then there's an additional family, which is just useless. They add nothing to the plot. What are they there for? Nothing. They're not there for anything. They're there for different sequences with different dinosaurs.
They literally add nothing to any of the context of the plot.
Nope. The mercenary team would have been better off not rescuing them.
Yeah.
And so they probably would have been better off too.
And the whole family survived. So it's not like they were even there for fodder.
Yeah. The survival rate.
In I thought they were going to be like, you know, another red shirt, but a red shirt that maybe we're a little bit more invested in because they're kids or whatever.
The survival rate in this fucking film is way too high.
Yeah. Out of like all of the characters, I'm pretty sure it was like four that died tops. And there was, I've got to say, like 10 or 12 characters in the movie that were on the island.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
There were 11. There were 11 people on that island. I just counted them up quickly in the cut. There were 11 people, and out of it, like,
and it was
three died.
Three or four. Yeah.
Three die.
Oh, and it was all in the first like action sequence.
Well, no, there was.
Oh wait, no, there was one later.
Yeah, there was
two in the first
two,
action
and then
sequence,
one at the end,
and one later.
Yep. And even someone who did a heroic thing of sacrificing themselves to it.
Yeah,
like,
didn't die.
To let everyone get out. Didn't die for no explanation. Absolutely no explanation. Just like, are you going to explain how that happened? No. Are you going to explain where the...
wave it away.
Where did the Muntosaurus go that was literally going to eat him when you went back to pick him up?
Yeah, that Muntosaurus, like, as terrifying as it was very slow.
The Muntosaurus was...
didn't move very quickly.
I was
going
to say, you may have to help me a little bit. What's the Muntosaurus?
It's a special... it's as Jill...
Muntosaurus was like, is the Phantom of the Opera. So he's the one that like kills the scientists in the lab at the start, but you never really see it until the very end where it reveals itself.
Jill, you came up with the greatest explanation of it. This is the special needs dinosaur.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry to say it, because
you can't say that.
Yeah, it is. It is the special needs dinosaur because it looks all fucked up.
It's giving Timmy from South.
Yeah, but it's also like it makes decisions in there, which is like, are you okay, buddy? Are you a special little dinosaur? Oh, shiny thing, you know, kind of like that's the kind of level you get. It's supposed to be big and scary and kind of weird. And okay, you get that. But like by the end of it, you're like, you could probably distract this thing with a rock.
Like shiny thing.
It's not hunting anyone in particular. It's just
Laser pointer, like a cat.
Yeah, yeah. You laser pointer it to be like, oh, I'm here. Okay, all right. Don't worry about him. He's just a dickhead.
I am looking at the design of it. Like I found a toy of it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They made a toy. That was
its official name is Distortus Rex.
Yeah.
That
was just because they couldn't call it the R word. don't cancel me.
Restortus Rex.
I'm just trying to work out why it has six legs.
Because
why not?
It's an abomination, Quiddy.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a giant alien-looking head. Actually, you know what it reminds me of, Dion? It reminds me of a dewback.
It reminds me of a rancor.
What did you call me?
Easy. it reminds me of like a not quite right rancor.
Oh yeah, but like the tail
rancor from Timu, didn't we say?
Yeah,
yeah.
Rancor.
God,
Timu.
It does have rancor from Timu, doesn't it?
Yeah.
With a little bit of Dewback in there as well.
But
Dewback with tiny little dumbass little baby legs at the front, but then giant fucking claws as well. Wow. It's a terrible design.
It was very slow.
Yeah, comparatively. Yes, Casper was
asking.
Are
there any other cool dinosaurs in it?
There is product placement in this, which is also funny. No, okay, here's the thing. No, there are not really any cool dinosaurs in this.
They're all the stock standard ones that we've seen before. There was iguanodons, there was a tyrannosaurus, there is a
Spinosaurus,
Diplosaurus,
Megalodon,
saw,
whatever
Mosasaurus.
They want to call it.
Mosasaurus.
Mosasaurus.
We saw a really fuzzy, blurry shot of a couple of velociraptors.
Ooh,
there's a quetzalcoatl.
That gave me the shits. Okay, I need to explain that one. What is in every single...
There was an ankylosaurus, but it was like for one half little second as they're like rushing through the jungle. And I'm like, no, give me ankylosaurus.
What is the staple dinosaur across all of the other Jurassic Park movies? What is it?
Yes, velociraptor.
It's a velociraptor. Yeah. How dare you in this one only show a velociraptor or two velociraptors...
Out of focus.
Out of focus. Stalking the character you want to die.
Yeah.
Like there's a character that you want that character to die because he's just a person that didn't need to be in the film. But also you're like, yeah, get rid of that kid, that character. That character's fucked. And then it gets killed. Like they get killed off screen, like in the kind of behind thing. So you don't need to see what happens. Like they're not even in the frame. You're like, oh, we put velociraptors in there.
It was supposed to be a comedy beat, but yeah.
Anyway.
Okay. I will point out that there is a toy of Zora Bennett with a velociraptor.
No.
Okay, right.
I did look it up. They were like a different kind of velociraptor that had been engineered. And I'm like, no, that's just a pelican with no feathers.
At
the end, which was kind of.
Yeah, it looked more like a Pokemon, I'll be honest.
Yeah. It's kind of, but you know, wow. My favorite dinosaur of this whole movie? Merchandising dinosaur. That's right. We're going to give the little. We're going to give a kid.
Merchandor.
Merchosaurus.
The baby dinosaur.
Yeah. Merchosaurus. fucking.
Grogu, the dinosaur.
Grogu. That's it.
Dinosaur.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grogu, the dinosaur, who manages to look. Did someone say Dora the Explorer? Yes, because that's what it is. The little girl with a backpack.
Yeah,
it's
giving Dora and boots. Yeah.
From like okay, a Latina background has adopts a fucking dinosaur for some reason, even though they've been trying to eat her for the whole time. Whatever.
And doesn't she say early on that she hates dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, she just had a traumatic experience with one and then all of a sudden she befriends the baby one. Because marketing.
Hey. I can't wait for the next one, Jurassic World Rebirth, where it's grown up a little bit and it's just causing terror around their household because it's gotten too big. I know, yeah. Right?
They should get James Gunn to direct that one.
I mean, he'll at least make it fun, maybe.
Jill.
Okay.
Jill, look, that's next week.
You guys know that I love wanton dinosaur destruction as much
and
as
she's wanton dinosaur destruction.
There was... zero in this movie. This was the most, this is the biggest letdown of my life for a Jurassic film.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Any of the scenes with dinosaurs were exciting. It was
none of them.
Very mediocre.
I really liked one scene which also did not pay off at all. The point of the scene.
Uh-huh.
So, and I'll say it because I don't really feel like it. It's not really a spoiler. Anyway, their boat crashes. They have to swim to the beach. The Mosasaur can't get in there, but there's these other, like, is it Spinosaurus that are, like, the sail ones? Yeah, I don't know. The ones with the sail fin on their back that have been kind of swimming around. And, smartly, the dinosaur expert goes, don't stop at the beach. They're amphibious. Like, keep moving. He keeps running. Like, everyone else is like, oh, finally, we made it to the beach. Oh, there's no more dinosaurs. And he just keeps running, going, nope, amphibious, like, and keeps running into there. Yeah. And I like that. And someone kind of takes a beat on the beach, and you're looking at the back, and it's kind of rocks everywhere and stuff. And then suddenly one of those ones rolls over because it's been lying on the beach flat, so you didn't see the big sail fin. And it's terrifying because you realize, oh, shit, they're on the beach already. Yeah. And everyone's just kind of relaxing and like breathing heavy and going, oh my God, I can't do that. And one rolls over and kind of like slides around and you're like, holy shit, that's going to get that person that's right there. And then they take a beat and it doesn't. For some reason, another one comes from somewhere else to do it. And then they just fuck off.
Yeah.
Like they see a person die and they're like, oh no, that happened. Anyway, all right, that's very sad. We should go. And it's like they would be hunting.
There were a couple of moments that were giving like, oh, this is alien vibes. This would work perfectly if they just lent into the horror aspect. And then they completely swerve the other direction and basically make a really kid-friendly film.
Yeah, there's no horror in this. And I think that's one of the things, Queenie, you're saying Camp Cretaceous was a good TV show. It feels like they wanted that audience to come and see and they couldn't get too scary.
Well, and the stupid thing is in Camp Cretaceous and Chaos Theory, they do, you know, have enough actual threat in there. Like, dinosaurs do eat people and shit. You just don't see it. Like, you don't see bodies being munched in half, but...
That was the beauty of the first one!
Sorry? Yeah.
That was the beauty of Jurassic Park!
Absolutely.
The terrified 8-year-old me, but I still went back to keep watching. I'm like, this is fucking terrifying. Must watch more.
And also they do. They ate that guy on the toilet, like the lawyer.
Yes. Snapped him up, chewed him, gobbled him down.
Yep.
Exactly.
Getting electrified on fences.
As a joke.
Shitting your pants in the kitchen.
Yeah.
The raptors were fucking scary because they were smart.
Yeah.
Like, give me that.
I mean, come on. Jurassic Park
What? Did I tell you or did I not tell you that I wanted them to say clever girl in this movie and it didn't happen?
Exactly. We were waiting for all the things.
Of all the things.
Especially considering you've got a female lead.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah. And, 3 female characters.
Yeah.
Not 4. One got eaten, but still.
Only it's one of those things that I was like, Jurassic Park, the first one, is great because you take 2 kids, you terrorize them with an attack, and then the first thing that Sam Neill's thing is also scare them, is to make them the electrified fence. I forgot about that. They'd just gone through.
The first moment he met them, he shows them the talon and is like, they rip your guts out like this.
No, that was the kid that was a shithead at the archaeological.
I'm pretty sure he does it to the little kid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. But like, also, I love that. Like, it's traumatic experience. We should terrorize them a little bit more. I'll play that joke, and then do they get terrorized again? Like, it is about scaring kids, and this one is not about scaring kids. This one is about making, you know, who's scared in this?
There wasn't even a jump scare in this, I don't think.
No.
And yet, it's been very popular and made a lot of money.
Why? But why?
That was my question. That's my question. Why?
I think it's all the people with ChatGPT brain rot.
Who are just like, yay, dinosaur fun.
It's a movie from a pitch deck. It's like, here's this action scene, here's this action scene, here's this action scene, here's this action scene. Write it all together for some reason and do it. Also, you know, let's throw in a message there, which I think is Gareth Edwards' touch. Like, I feel like Gareth, who's a good director. Like, I don't think his films are bad. He wanted to tell a message in it, but he had to do it in such a way which is like, corporations are bad and we should like work together with each other. And it just feels ham-fisted because he's been handed a bunch of scenes that he has to put in this movie that don't make fucking sense. Also, you mentioned that the other thing, Quinny, the magical blow-up boat that seems to be the only thing that can stop dinosaur bites.
Because
they're too rubbery.
Completely imperceptible to teeth.
Yeah, can't pierce a blow-up boat. Which is also done in the stupidest.
I'd only read about it and I was like, oh, okay, magical rubber dinghy. Cool.
Yeah.
Magical rubber dinghy.
Sweet.
But also dumb. I mean, that whole sequence, which was specifically designed for just the T-Rex attack, was not particularly scary, thrilling, or interesting. It was just like, they're going to get away. No one dies.
Is the T-Rex still even remotely scary?
No, not in comparison to anything else these days.
Yeah, right. Because when it first shows up in that first film and, you know, you don't see it for a while, it eats a goat off screen and you're like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
And then it finally shows up and it's this fucking magnificently terrifying thing in the dark.
Yeah.
It was incredible. Yeah,
that was the scariest thing. But like since Jurassic World, he's just been good guy T-Rex. He's like, he's our pet.
Yeah. And that is a problem, isn't it? Like if he's now good guy, we can rely on T-Rex to always come through for us.
Yeah. Again, another slow dinosaur. Mm. How are people in a dinghy out rowing a Tyrannosaurus Rex?
Mm. Yep. Or a swimming Tyrannosaurus. Like, how is a river at both times deep enough for a Tyrannosaurus Rex to swim and then...
but also to stand in.
But also to stand in.
It's like that Godzilla thing where he's in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's like his legs go all the way down. But he can still swim.
Or stand there and go, oh, no, I've been foiled by my one weakness, a small gap in rock.
Casper, I think, has hit the absolute nail on the head there. Have the solution. We give the dinos lasers. I also agree that they should have lasers and should have people riding them. Dino riders.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not that fucking hard, guys.
I mean, come on, there are plenty of islands. There's got to be some indigenous tribe there that's been left with dinosaurs that has domesticated them and now is using them to, you know, fight battles. Why not?
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Yeah. I mean, the rest of Hollywood is bankrupt, so why not this one? Hire me.
I love the fact that they go to all of the effort of going, okay, in the previous films, we've now set dinosaurs out into the world and... The whole idea of Jurassic World is that, we are now living in a Jurassic world where there's dinosaurs and shit like that. And it's like, we're going to undo all of that, take them out of society so that society just doesn't care about them. And we're going to put them in a small band in the middle of the planet. Yep.
We've gone and across the world to come all the way back around. No, back to islands in the Pacific.
Yeah.
Cool.
Is Scarlett Johansson good?
She's adequate.
You know what? I got to say, all the cast is great because, like, they are trying very hard. Like, they're all likable. I liked... let me separate this out. All of the cast from the mercenary side, like, that you get introduced with straight away, they're all actually quite likable, you know? Mm-hmm. They're stereotyped out, so you know who to follow. You know, you got the boat captain, you got the mercenary, you got the evil, creepy guy. Like, it's very Aliens, easy to follow. It's like Predator. I think I explained that one. It's like in the first Predator film, by the time they're on the helicopter going out to the mission, you have identified exactly the difference between all of them and how they work. So it's a good way to introduce a cast of different people. Same kind of thing here. Here's all the cast. And then they add a boat full of family that you hate. Like all of them are dicks pretty much or pointless.
They were pointless. They were fine, but they were pointless.
Yeah, fine, but they're pointless. And then they mix them up and I was like, this is just irritating. And the most irritating thing I think I found about it was after their boat crashes, they split them up again to the exact same groups.
Yeah.
And that is dumb. Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, you presented, you could have at least given half the mercenaries to the family and half the family to the mercenaries.
Then it's like, okay, how do we now work with what we've got to complete the mission that we have to do, but also get you back safely to get
because the family's just trying to get off the island and the mercenaries just default back to, oh, well, they're dead. We'll just go and get the blood we need.
Yeah. They're like, oh, maybe they'll need us at that helipad that we told them about. Who knows?
Yeah.
And then when they do, they're like, oh, my God, you made it.
Oh, my God, we never thought we'd see you again.
Oh, that's great.
The Quetzalcoatlus thing, the big flying one, is there anything cool with that?
I mean...
No.
They're raiding its nest and then it comes back and it eats one of them.
Do you know what was scarier in the previous films?
Oh, yeah. But Joe Bailey fell off a cliff and survived.
Because everyone survives. You can't not survive.
Right.
Also, getting up the cliff is hilarious because they're like, we have to make it up there by, like, you know, in the next few hours, and then they're just there.
Yeah.
Like, how? How? No one can climb that fast. You couldn't even take an escalator that fast. But, like, okay, the flying dinosaur like that, the pterodon that was in the third one, in Jurassic Park World 3, they went to the aviary and they were like, oh my God, there's an aviary. That was scary. And then the eating people off the resort in Jurassic World. First of all, that's also terrifying. In this one, it's just kind of like
Margarita Man.
Yeah.
Oh, Margarita Man being picked up. I love that. Yeah, that was great.
Like all of that kind of stuff. This one just kind of felt like, oh no, they got their thing for the thing, and now they've got their thing. Okay, then they disappear. It's like, great.
Yeah.
Now Bird is gone, and they don't have to worry about Bird anymore.
Yeah. They're like, oh, so once we complete our mission, how do we get off the island? And ScarJo says, oh, well, there's a helicopter that I prepared earlier. It will be here at dusk on the second day, and it will hover for 2 minutes precisely.
And then
we
leave.
Must be there at the appointed time so we can leave.
Here's one I prepared.
Yeah, exactly. 100%.
Precisely.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, so I just want to call out something Karina's just said in the chat, that there's a mystery temple that they never explain.
Yeah, because they're on some random fucking island where a lab's been set up, but here's like this Mayan-looking temple that aptly named Quetzalcoatlus is nesting in, and whatever.
Yep. Just hand wave that away.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Cool.
There's a lot of hand waving this way. Actually, there's a fun one. I know that we haven't even got to like ratings or spoilers. I don't really care. I don't even want to play the clip anymore.
We're kind of really spoiling this whole movie right now.
I don't even want to play the clip
but
of the family.
It's not a particularly good movie, no. I'm afraid, guys.
I really enjoyed the weird threesome. There was the unintended.
Joe Bailey in the cuck chair.
Yeah, Joe Bailey. When they finally come across, what are they called? They're like the big dog. They're not Brontosaurus or whatever. Gigantosaurus, whatever they are. Like they're kind of cool, but
Gigadon.
Gigadon.
Gigadong.
Well,
we didn't get to see Dinosaur Pain. They just kind of made out for a bit.
We're supposedly supposed to get to this really beautiful moment where these two Gigantosaurus or Titanosaurus or whatever it is.
Are
like mating, and they're kind of like, oh my God, we've stumbled onto this field where all these things are, and they're mating.
Oh
and
my
we
God.
Need to get that.
Wait. What? Can I just say they're in a field with absolutely nothing?
Yep.
And then they turn slightly, and here are these big fuck off dinosaurs.
It is.
And then they turn around just a little bit more, and then there's like 100 of them.
Yeah. I mean, it plays exactly into that thing which has been established in the previous ones. It's like, do not go into the long grass. That's where the velociraptors hunt. And you go in, they're walking in there. You're like, oh, great. We're finally getting to the action.
Yeah, oh, there's nothing. Oh, this is
and
fantastic.
It's just
giant ones. Oh, look at that big one. But, oh, wait, look at that other big one. Oh, they're right on top of us. They're fucking.
It's supposed to, it's supposed to.
Oh, wait, look, there's 100 more over there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this really beautiful moment for Jonathan Bailey's character as the paleontologist to go, oh my God, I'm watching this happen in real life and I can see this. And he gets too close to them and touches them. But it is just the fact that there are these two Titanosauruses and they just curl, like twist, sort of twist their necks like fucking snakes.
They're just making it out.
They just do that. And he's putting his hand on it. And I'm like, that is the worst part of the threesome right there. There is the awkward guy just trying to get involved. And while these two are like,
just getting
what
in the
are you doing?
I'm just gonna scooch in here. Oh no, okay.
Yeah. So do I just do an inch or just leave my hand here? Meanwhile, the dinosaur kind of looks down and goes, "What are you doing?"
Yeah, it's like, is this working? For
Stop
you?
Looking at me.
So he's in the cuck field.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. And then ScarJo shoots it with a dart for blood and that kind of thing. And that's how you go.
And then they're like, two down, one to go.
I also love how they celebrate every time they get a vial. They have a briefcase full of like which has space for three vials of blood that they kind of are using as the progress meter for the game that is this movie. And they all get really excited about harvesting this blood. And it's like, you know that you're the bad guys, right? You're the bad people. You're like InGen from the second movie, you know?
So is there a point where, like, and this is no me point. Not having seen it. It's, okay,
yeah, there
thank
is
you.
No point.
Is there a moment where the obviously not great billionaire guy at the start turns on them?
Oh, of course. Yes, very early.
I just Just checking.
Of course. He's established as a complete dick from the very start. Like
he kind of burks them just like that.
When they're in the water, but like, you know, and then of course he finds
No, you're not a good dude, but we're just going to look over here.
Yeah. But you have money and we do that. And then eventually, of course, he makes...
Until the moment when they're like, I think we can get rid of this guy if we just do nothing.
Yeah. And then you're right, Quinny. He does Carter Burke himself. He tries to escape and leave them all for dead while he tries to get away. And that's the Carter Burke, you know.
Right.
Not even a satisfying death for him.
No,
just a boring death.
Yeah, it's no getting eaten on a toilet. That's for sure.
No,
it
is not. And anyway, they all get out and they live happily ever after, in only to time to come back now.
And we never find out what they did with the samples.
Nope.
Oh, really?
They kind of say what they plan
they
on doing.
Leave the island and that's it.
But they don't say what. There's no post thing. There's kind of like, we should agree to do this. Yeah, maybe. End of film. Oh, all right. Sure.
Okay, should we have a clip and then do our ratings? Or do you want to do it the other way around? I don't care.
I don't even want to play the clip. It's so dull.
Oh.
Because it's just the family.
Oh, okay.
Fuck it! I'll just play the clip and yeah.
Come on, play the clip. I want to see the clip.
Dad, where's the Xavier? What happened? Dad, where is he?
I don't know. I'll go back down. I'll keep looking.
Xavier!
Come on. Thank God they all live and no one dies and there are no consequences for anyone in this whatsoever.
Yes,
I know, Karina. How was he able to outswim the Mosasaur? We don't answer these questions.
How were they able to outrun a Tyrannosaurus? How was Kincaid able to outrun the Muntosaurus Rex?
Why was the Mosasaur in the open ocean also hunting / swimming around with the
Spinosaurus? They were in the middle of nowhere.
They just disappeared.
An amphibious dinosaur was in the middle of the Atlantic helping a Mosasaur hunt.
Yep.
And then where did it go?
They just fucked off. We don't know why.
Where did it go?
And then, sorry. And then.
We're doing spoilers right now.
And then.
Okay. Right.
And then
Pritikanga says, I have to ask, is it really called the Muntosaurus?
No, we just call it the Muntosaurus.
It's just a really munted looking dinosaur.
Exactly.
Called the Distortus Rex, but let's go with.
Yeah, yeah. No, that's what you say. Like, not Billy and the Clonosaurus, Billy and the Muntosaurus. The other thing is that Mosasaur like knocks the boat over that they're on because it's whatever fucking territorial, who cares? And then right after that scene where it kind of just misses the guy getting on the boat, then it just goes, nah, bored now, I'm gonna fuck off.
Yeah.
And it just fucks off.
Yeah.
Like, but it wouldn't, what? Why? You know?
This was the stuff that was missing. If they had completely trashed the boat and eaten the family, would have loved it.
Fine. Yeah, it could have just been nameless family gone. Because also, as they said, it just fucks off and then they pick the people up. And then the Mosasaurus decides, actually, no, the other boat that's the power boat full of mercenaries, that's the one I'm going to fuck up and run aground onto the island. You're like, wait, it could have easily fucked up a sailboat.
But
it knew it had stuff on, and yet it decides to take on the heavily armored boat.
Yeah.
No good reason.
Yeah.
In one of the artworks for this, also just want to put it out there. The thing that first indicated to me that perhaps this movie was a bit shit is that all of the posters and everything that I could find looked like the worst fucking Photoshop jobs that I've ever seen. Like it's pictures of like a clearly CGI body with Scarlett Johansson's face just kind of pasted onto it halfway up a cliff or something like that. Not footage, not shots, anything like that. And there is a design in one of them that I went, the fuck is that? It has a beaky kind of face, but it looks a bit like a raptor.
Yeah, that's the new kitchen dinosaur. Yeah, except we're doing it in a convenience store.
Yeah, yeah. The convenient.
But it's the exact same sequence.
The convenient dinosaur.
Yeah, that's the Pokemon looking one.
Yeah, that's the right. One is like if you took a pelican and you took all the feathers off it.
Yeah.
Kind of thing.
It's a little bit flying. It's little bit water type.
I called it the goiter dinosaur because it's got the big kind of flubbered up neck that it kind of does. But it's just dull.
Right.
It does. Okay. Yeah. It has no problem. Like there's no real reason to do it. It was just there to be like, oh, this is scarier than a raptor. It's like, is it? Because it's not. You could have just had a raptor.
Right.
You could have you could have made a raptor with the plates of a stegosaurus. Or imagine a raptor with the horns with horns. Like you could have done that. Yeah, you're fucking with genetics and stuff. Do that shit. Make a raptor with horns so it could impale people.
Like a triceraptor.
Yeah.
Or
that'd be fucking scary.
Or
Pokemon, I'm trying to think of that one looked like, and I just can't remember.
Get an Ankylosaurus. What's the one that the headbutting ones? Are they Ankylosauruses or
no? That's the.
I think it's a Gotosaurus.
I'll wait for the last one. It was in Dominion. I can't remember.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Karina will be able to say Pachycephalosauruses.
There.
You know, get a Pachy, but give that like a crown of thorns of horns or something like that. You know, go for something really fucking out there and mutant and weird. And I'll be like, okay, cool. It sounds like we're not weird enough.
Yeah. I feel like they're like, oh, we're going to do the Island of Mutant Dinosaurs. It's like, cool. So we don't really have models that we can do that with because they cost more money. So where do you want to focus on? I was like, oh, we have to keep the other cast of the family with the boat in, right? It's like, no, can we get rid of them? No, they have to stay. No weird dinosaurs, just use the dinosaurs you already got. It's a bit, yeah, it's weird.
Right.
So ratings?
Yeah, I was gonna say drop some numbers at me, like, and if you've seen it in the chat, which I know Karina has, you know, drop some of that with a number after it, so I know what's gone on.
25.
Ooh, Jesus!
It's just fucked.
Wow.
It's annoying on both sides. It neuters the dinosaurs and their effectiveness and their scariness, and it also neuters the really good cast you had and the smart things that you could have done and the director, I feel. I feel like everyone kind of got castrated by this for whatever reason. I don't understand why I didn't like it that much. And I would probably... No, I can't really defend. I'm sort of thinking of things to defend about it. I'm like, oh. That's why I walked out and I said, it's Jurassic Park stillbirth.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Cannot recommend.
Jill, have you got a number for me?
Yeah. It was, it's been gradually getting lower. I think I'm going to go 40. Okay. 40.
40. Okay.
Because the dinosaurs were still pretty and the scenery was nice.
It was all in focus.
In focus. They had our trope characters as they should be, but unfortunately there was just no charisma.
Yep.
It was all very bland and mediocre, and none of the dinosaur scenes were exciting. And if you're going to make a dinosaur movie and put it in the Jurassic series, it better be fucking good.
Look, I got to say, I looked at it and was like, based on some of the concept art that you had a look around it and some of those scenes that they kind of replicated, like, you know, like the Montesaurus with the flare being all lit in red and the scientist, you know, trapped in the cage with it that it kind of pulls up because he can't get out. It's really an interesting and slightly terrifying movie. And then what came out of it is just like, oh, well, this is a kind of waste of everyone's time and talent. which is sad. It's so low because it's so disappointing.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
enjoy, Quinny.
Now I'm, definitely torn as to whether I'm going to go and watch that in the cinema.
I mean, watch it to get angry with it.
I've watched things to do just that. So, you know.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're going to watch
Street Fighter movie coming out. So.
When it comes out, like, on home video for release and you eventually get around to seeing it, you could definitely two-screen it. Yeah, you could get up and make dinner in the middle of it and be like, what's happened?
Right, okay.
Fine.
Okay, I'm down with that. Well... Okay, that's disappointing, but not particularly shocking.
Slightly disappointing because it doesn't bode well for the rest of the summer blockbuster releases.
Well, you know.
Well, what are we doing next week, Quinny?
We are, funnily enough, as many of you will have seen, that we did go to the premiere screening of Superman last night, which was very exciting, and they had lots of super things. And I did like that all of the ushers were wearing capes.
Yeah.
I thought that was cute. Yeah.
But we saw Crypto!
Yes! Yes.
Absolutely. We got to pat Crypto.
Yeah. Like... So to explain, Crypto in the movie is very CGI. So
yes.
there is no actual Crypto, apart from the fact that it's based on James Gunn's real dog.
Aww.
Who is apparently that much vibes. Of a shit.
It looks like Snowy.
Yes, very, very Tintin / Snowy / yeah. How was the good doggo? Good doggo was great. Good doggo was being very well behaved. And being very careful with its very, very attentive trainer because there were hundreds of people wanting to get photos with Good Doggo. And then I patted Good Doggo and I was the one who found out where the scritch was. So, like, he was sitting there being very, very proper and stuff like that. I started scratching his head, just started to turn. He's like, oh, I was like, yes, got him. I consider that a win.
Well done, Quinny. That's very nice.
Couldn't give a shit about the rest of the film. No. Whatever. It was pizza, whatever. I don't care. Got to make the dog happy. That's all I care about.
There were a lot of very excited people seeing the wanting to definitely get a hold of the James Gunn version of Superman. And, you know, I think there'll be a lot of people going to see it this week.
Mm.
And we shall be talking about it all next. Tuesday? Are we doing Tuesday?
Yeah.
Yes.
No, Wednesday.
Wednesday? Oh, that's right.
Wednesday.
Yeah. Go do Wednesday.
Because we're going to Wrexham. Wrexham.
Oh, shit. Is that Tuesday, is it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck. I thought that was Monday.
Did you look at the schedule?
No.
Jesus.
You know I never look at
the
schedule.
You're just talent around here, aren't you, Quinny?
He's going to show up at the SCG on Monday and say, where is everyone?
Where's Wrexham? Wrexham? Fuck them.
Oh, Jesus. Join us next Wednesday, same special time, same bat channel, where hopefully some of you will have seen the Superman movie and we can compare notes and discuss.
Yes. It's going to be an interesting conversation. Of this I am certain, and I have a funny feeling there may be some dissent in the ranks. And if you were listening to ABC Radio Drive earlier tonight, you can find out exactly what I thought about it because I already told them.
Yes, you did.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was fun. I enjoy talking to people about superhero shit.
Yeah. And then we've still got on the cards for the week after that, what is it? The Old Guard 2, which I haven't got around to seeing yet, but it is available on Netflix. You can go and see that. That should round us out before we get into other things like Fantastic Four and other shit that's happening for August. How is it August already?
Oh, shut up. Don't say that.
Oh, God, no.
I hate it when people, you know, what you were saying earlier today, we are now closer to 2050 than we are to 2000.
Yeah.
Yep.
God. Yep. We've officially passed the thing.
Only by 9 days.
Yeah.
But he's counting.
Don't worry, in a few years, the 80s will be 50 years ago.
Jesus. Stop aging me.
Yeah. I've drunk from the wrong cup in Indiana Jones.
He chose poorly.
We all do that. No, we're still young and hip. We know what it's like. And we'll tell you, because our opinions are very much in tune with the youth.
Has everybody caught up on Murderbot?
Yes!
No.
Yes.
Damn.
Friday's the final.
Okay, because I wasn't sure. Like, I watched the last one and I was like, is that where it ends? Holy shit. That's a dark ending. Okay.
Don't spoil it for me.
There's another episode. I'm much more calm about that now.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's okay. I haven't seen anything else.
Okay.
Oh, wait. It doesn't Foundation Season 3 start this week?
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah, you and your old man sci-fi.
Fuck off.
Predakanga, yes. We've been watching Long Way Home. That was enjoyable. That was very gentle. You know, Ewan McGregor, Charlie Borman just tootling around Scandinavian countries on motorbikes.
Nice.
How very pleasant.
I'm getting across that. I think I've watched 3 episodes.
Yeah. Like, it's one of those things where, like, the first 3 of them, they were lovely and they're always challenges. And it's like they've clearly gone this time. We don't want challenges. We just want to have nice experiences.
Yes. Although I did notice that in this one, there's not a lot of focus on Ewan's old family and more focus on his new family.
Well, I mean, I can kind of understand it because in one of those series, you know, the ex-wife was clearly a challenging thing for that particular series. There was a long way up where they were coming up through Africa. No, it was a long way down, sorry. We were going down to the bottom of Africa. Yeah, there were clearly some tensions there. So I'm guessing they're going, this is much easier. But also, you know, it's entertaining. I've finished watching that too. That was nice. My Friday night comfort watch.
Okay, everyone.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Yes. Yeah, thanks for joining us, and we will see you all next week.
Yes.
Okay. I'll give you the greatest dino scream that I can, but I'm all out of fucks for this movie.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Maybe 7's the magic number. How many times can you go back to the well? The 7th is maybe not. So I can't wait to see 8. The reboot. Yep. The reboot of the rebirth. All right, we better go. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
See you next Wednesday.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Periodic Table of Awesome podcast. If you have questions, please email info@theperiodictableofawesome.com. Find us on our website, www.theperiodictableofawesome.com, where there's links to our iTunes, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and Twitch. Until next time... Stay awesome.